I see, Charlie Cruz, that you have a booth about cap and trade. What's this all about?
Well, we just decided to do this at the state fair to really highlight the importance of why we think cap and trade is such a terrible idea. And it's a bad idea not just for agriculture. Of course, we all know agriculture is such an energy-intensive industry, but cap and trade is going to be harmful to senior citizens trying to pay their utility bills, for people buying gasoline, and you can't hardly touch anything in our economy today that doesn't have an energy component to it. And cap and trade basically is just a tax on carbon, a tax on coal, a tax on oil, and it just, I've said many times, if the purpose of this from Congress's intent is to have the largest transfer of dollars from the private sector to federal government coffers, this is a great plan because it's going to transfer huge numbers of dollars into the federal coffers. It's not going to do anything to accomplish what they say it's going to, in my opinion, but if we want to truly be energy independent in this country, we need to scrap this plan and start over. And yeah, we ought to incentivize people to use different new forms of energy. We're hugely supportive of biofuels, for example, but cap and trade's not the way to get there.
What about those who say there's going to be a cost of doing nothing in terms of the climate change and greenhouse gases?
Well, again, I think the smart thing to do, instead of taxing what we have to run our economy in this country and putting a burden on so many people, we ought to incentivize new uses of energy while at the same time we become more self-sufficient when it comes to oil and coal. You know, the United States is a Saudi Arabia when it comes to coal. We've done a lot of things over the last several years to get clean coal technology to fire electric power generation plants. We need to keep doing those things and make us less dependent on energy from countries that don't like us. I think we can do both. I think we can move towards using new forms of energy, but we're going to have to continue, at least in the next few years, to use oil and coal and certainly natural gas.
President Obama even talked about clean coal in his campaign.
Absolutely, and now we kind of get mixed signals of whether coal is going to be a good idea or a bad idea, and we think coal is a really good idea. You know, the other thing that's such a concern, they talk about, well, this is not going to be any big deal because businesses can pass on the cost of what cap and trade costs them. Well, let's stop and think who those costs are going to be passed on to: consumers, farmers, and people in the real world. And they're going to be the ones paying the bill.
Secretary Vilsack says that there will be a benefit, though, to agricultural lands because of the offsets.
Well, I think there may be a minimal benefit, but I don't see any way whatsoever that it can even be a neutral situation when it comes to agriculture. When you look at all the things that farmers have to buy that are so energy intensive, I just don't believe that what little positive may come out of this for farmers is going to offset the increased costs. You know, our own University of Missouri FAPRI, Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute's done a great study that shows a pretty dire consequence for agriculture if cap and trade were to be implemented. So we're doing everything we can to say this is a bad idea and one that this country doesn't need.
And AFBF takes the same position?
They certainly do. I'm very proud of what American Farm Bureau has done in opposing this very vigorously, and we're going to continue to do that.
They're saying that there may not be the support in the Senate to pass it.
We're hopeful that that's the case. I think, you know, what we've seen of late is there's been such a rush to pass everything in the House and almost a forced vote before people. I mean, literally, there was a 300-page amendment on the cap and trade bill in the House that was put in at 3 o'clock in the morning. Nobody even knew what it was. So I think the Senate is taking a more reasoned approach and taking a little more time, which is good, because I think the more people see about these types of things, the more they're going to say this is probably not good for this country.
Here at your booth, I noticed people were signing their names. What are they? Are they signing a petition, or what is the purpose of the booth?
They are signing a petition, but they're also, we have, if people choose to, it's their own choice, but if they choose to, they can send a letter to their House member in Missouri, And they can also send letters to both of our senators, Senator Bond and Senator McCaskill, saying that they oppose cap and trade.
Now, you said there's a petition that they're signing, a Farm Bureau petition? Or?
Well, actually, I said petition. We've already sent our petitions in on this some time back on our belief of energy needs to be all-encompassing. We need nuclear. We need natural gas. We need oil. We need wind. We need biofuels. What people are actually signing here are the letters that will go to their specific U.S. House member and both U.S. senators.
So Farm Bureau will coordinate those letters and then attach the signatures?
Yes, and they can send, if they want to send an email, we've got the capability for them to send directly an email while they're here at this booth.